You might have seen in the media lately that the agricultural competitiveness white paper has been released. We've spoken about it here on Rural Focus before, especially with Rick Wilson, who, of course, opened submissions. That was a long time ago now. So it has been a little while in the making. And joining me this morning to have a talk about that from Sefton & Associates is Robbie Sefton. A very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Firstly, let's talk about the white paper and just, you know, recap what it is to us.
Well, as a farmer, my husband and I, Alistair Yenkin, and I were farming at Kojonup, and now we're farming up near Tamworth in New South Wales. So as a farmer, it's been quite interesting. So since the coalition government got in, they have been saying that they were going to be developing a white paper, which is sort of their vision for where agriculture is going. So basically, the Minister Joyce, Barnaby Joyce, today launched that in at the press club here in Canberra, as well as talked to quite a few dairy farmers in Warrnambool with the Prime Minister on Saturday. But basically what they're saying is that Barnaby Joyce is really committed to farmers having a fair go. So he wants farm businesses, particularly farming families, to be given better, some more opportunities to look at how they can actually provide their services to supermarkets or to the supply chain in a way that's fair for them. So he's looking at, through the budget, we got some discounts there for when we're spending small businesses, which is many, that's what we are as farmers. So when you spend up to $20,000, you can get quite a lot of that as tax deductible. So things like fencing and things like that, which we weren't able to get, now can be a tax deduction. And they're basically saying that they're putting $56 million into that. But the interesting one is that they're going to have a triple C. So they're looking at having a new agricultural commissioner in there. And I get a sense that that's about making this fairer business for farmers, particularly around supermarkets. So looking at the truth of labelling and also access to markets for farmers. So
what about something that's becoming more prevalent and is a big issue, I know, on the East Coast at the moment, but has been in parts of WA, but, you know, like drought and reforms around drought and risk management?
Yep, there's certainly a lot of happening in there. So there's going to be around about $3.3 million allocated to more improved seasonal forecasting. So I think that the Bureau of Meteorology is going to be really ramping up how they can look at that seasonal forecasting. So that's a good thing. They're looking at tax deduction for water facilities and depreciation when you actually have to spend money on improving your water systems on your farm. There's 100% depreciation on that, and particularly on fodder storage assets over 3 years. So silos, that sort of thing. Mm. So before we weren't able to get them off, but now we are. And they're now talking about this new farm insurance advice and some risk assessment grants, which I think is going to be interesting. I don't know much about it, but it's particularly with them. Insurance around peril, so again around drought and fire, but there hasn't been much detail on that yet, so it'll be interesting to see. And again, this concessional drought loan comes up, this $250 million, yeah, that's been allocated to that. So again, that has been on the radar. And the other thing that I think is really good is it's more than just farmers now, it's the rural communities that the farmers live in. So the communities are going to be given money, and I think there's around about $35 million in that one where the communities can actually say, right, we've got these issues in our community, this is how we want to spend our money, and they can spend the money they want to. So at last, some people, you know, us in the bush getting some sense, getting a say in where the money's spent.
Just wrapping us up this morning, we are running out of time, but as a whole, you're a farmer, and also as someone that advises people, how do you see the white paper, even though it is early days, and what it can do for agriculture?
Well, I think the most important thing about the ag paper for farmers is that agriculture is now firmly back on the radar for the federal government. So they're seeing it as one of the key pillars for the economy. They're now saying that they're going to invest money and they're going to spend time in it. So for us as farmers, we're back on the radar, which is good. We're not left out in the cold, so to speak. There's meant to be $4 billion allocated. Some of that's already money that's in there, but there is some new money. And I think that we're going to be heard a lot more. And I think with the free trade access that's happening with some of the agreements happening in China and things, I think that we're going to see some good opportunities.
Yeah, that is what we want to see. Robbie, nice to talk to you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you. Thanks so much.